time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome to Fort Site Fieldhouse for the Lady Indians tonight. Begin their 2018-19 basketball season. They'll be taking on the Crestview Lady Knights, and it'll be Coach Brian Patch with the varsity, and Coach Jeff Vaughn with the JV. And the JV ladies they have quite a few on the roster, but a lot of them are not in the book tonight. I believe they are going to be doing a lot of playing on the varsity, and we're missing Kiera Wendell with a little bit of an ankle problem, so she won't be playing in the varsity game tonight. We'll get into a little bit more what's going on here in a little bit. It's about 3 minutes, 40 seconds at show until the JV game is going to start, so we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
And welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse here on a Thursday night. First game of the girls' basketball season. The boys start on Saturday. In fact, the game's coming up. The girls also play on Saturday at Wapakoneta, and that is a JV start at noon, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And then that night, Saturday night, the boys will host Duffus Jefferson. That game was originally scheduled for December 29th, but both of the teams, if they didn't play that game on Saturday night, their first game of the season would be instantly a league game. So this gives both teams a chance to get a game under their belt before they start the actual respective league play. So it's going to work out pretty well for everybody. It was open, and the game scheduled for tomorrow night with St. Mary's will not be played for the boys due to St. Mary's long run in the football playoffs. They just finished their play, I believe, last week. They went deep into the football playoffs, and so they're going to be a little slower getting going on the basketball side. So that Friday's game has been postponed to a later date, which I don't have right in front of me, but it's in January, I believe, the 12th. Also, tonight's varsity game is scheduled to be broadcast tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on WOSN, Channel 43 for most of us. So they're getting ready to announce the starters. And For the Crestview Lady Knights, number 10, Bryn Putman, Mandy Mackey, and I believe her mom might be the JV coach. Becky Mackey is a JV coach. And let's see, another starter for them is, let's see, there we go, Brina Grace and Caitlin Motika. I believe I got all of them. We got Dahl, Putman, Grace, Mackey, and Motika. For the Lady Indians, Aubrey Kanapke, one of the twins, the only one playing, one of Matt and Deanna's twins. So, first one, freshman. And she's 5'5 guard. And number 20, Marissa Garkey, 5'6 freshman. And number 31, Elena Evers, 5'8 sophomore. Grace Guggenbiller, number 4. She is a 5'8 freshman. She looks a little taller than that. That is Chris Guggenbiller's daughter. And our fourth starter is Whitley Rammel. So we have, I see Jeff Griesdorn is one of the officials. The other one, I do not have his name. So they mentioned it, and I was not able to hear it. But I may have seen him a time or two. He's not one of our familiar JV officials. So we're getting ready to go with the Reisner Energy tip-off, 7-minute quarters. We do have, as of right now, there are a couple of schools that are either going to have no JV girls or will be playing two quarters. So keep an eye on that. Whitley Rammel with the tip. And Whitley, 6-foot freshman. Guggenbiller. And it's taken away by number 5, be Lexi Dahl. Shots missed. And Kanapke brings it up. Over to Guggenbiller. In to Kanapke on the right corner. Guggenbiller from the top of the key. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Brenna Grace of Crestview. She'll get it to Mandy Mackey. She's dribbling out on the right side. Over to Lexi Dahl. She gets it inside. Back out to Mackey. Back to Bryn Putman. Back to Mackey on the left wing now. She dribbles to the left baseline. Back out. Out to Putman. Over to Bryn Grace. Stolen by Aubrey Kanapke. And fouled by Mackey, I believe. So Aubrey Kanapke with the steal. That'll be an out of bounds. And it will be, I believe, Elena Evers getting it in. Yes, Elena Evers into Aubrey Kanapke. She'll get it over in the left corner to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Kanapke in the right corner. Passes it back to where Guggenbiller had been. But she moved to the top of the key. So it goes out of bounds. And it will be Crestview Knights ball. And it's Lexi Dahl getting it in to Mandy Mackey. She dribbles out near the volleyball line. She dribbles up, gets it in the corner to Dahl. Over to Grace, back to Mackey, back to Dahl at the top of the key. She'll dribble down the right baseline, put back in the right corner to Brenna Grace. Shot missed. Rebound, Garkey for Fort Recovery. To Kanapke, back over to Garkey on the right wing, to Whit Rammel. Back inside to Elena Evers. She tries to go up, no good. And it is retrieved by Crestview Knights. Putman brings it up to Mackey. Inside to Motika. Back out now with the ball is Bryn Putman on the right wing to Mandy Mackey. Dribbles around to the top of the key, back out inside the circle at center court. Over to Dahl on the left side. Back to Mackey, hands it off to her there on the left wing. And she dribbles to the foul line, gives it over to Dahl. Dahl shoots one just from the right side of the foul line, and she misses. No score. 4 minutes left here. Inside to Rammel. Outside to Konapke. Shot up. No good. Rammel with a rebound. Tries to get it back out to Konapke. Stolen away. Knocked loose. Indians have it. And it'll be Guggenbiller with the ball. Over to Konapke on the right corner. Guggenbiller to Garkey in the left corner. Inside to Whit Rammel. Over to Garkey. Now out over to Guggenbiller. Garkey at the top of the key. Konapke on the left corner. Guggenbiller at the top of the key. No good. 3.5 minutes. Halfway through the first quarter. Still no score. Crestview Knights with the ball. And it'll be Mackey dribbling it out. Dribbles out to near center court with Aubrey Konapke guarding her. All the way out there. Dahl on the right wing to Grace at the top of the key to Mackey on the left. Mackey dribbles to the right wing over to Putman. Back out to Grace. She puts one up from about the foul line. Off. Rebound Whit Rammel. And it'll be a timeout. Jeff Vaughn calls a timeout. We'll just take a timeout with him. We'll be back in just a minute.
For over 120 years, Hull Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hull Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and it's the Fort Recovery Indians and the Crestview Lady Knights. 2:53 left in the first quarter, and neither team with a point. So it's been some pretty decent defense, kind of denying them some shots, but there's been some shots missed. It's not hard to see that it's the first game of the season. So for the Indians, it'll be Grace Guggenbiller getting it into Aubrey Konapke. She'll dribble to the left wing, tries to get it over to Lily Luthold, who's in the contest now, and it was stolen by the Knights. And Dahl puts one up from the left wing, rebounded by Garkey for the Indians to Lily Luthold. Up, no good. Mackey with the rebound, couldn't hang on, off her knee and out of bounds. And for the Indians, Emma Collig will come in replacing Konapke. So it'll be Collig getting the ball in to Garkey at the top of the key, to Elena Evers, to Collig in the left corner. Garkey down on the right, inside to Guggenbiller. She goes to put it up, got a hand put on the ball and traveled. So that'll be a turnover. 2:12 left here in the first quarter. Still no score. One of the Crestview players, I believe that's number 14, Grace, tying her shoe. So it'll be Dahl with Grace and Mackey in the backcourt to receive the ball. Whit Rammel, while they're tying the shoe, Whit Rammel comes in for Grace Guggenbiller. So Mackey will bring it up. She comes across center court. Over to Adeline Longstreth, and it's stolen by the Indians, and it'll be Collig up, and no good on the layup. Rebound number 14, Faith Gruby, and she is fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll go to the line for two. So So Faith Grubbe will step to the line. Minute 54 here in the first quarter. Again, still no score for either team. That's up off the front of the rim. No good. She'll get another shot. The foul was in the act of shooting. And it'll be Faith Grubbe again. Couple of dribbles. Up. And again, off the front of the rim. So still no score. Rebound for Dahl for the Knights. She gets it to Putman. She'll get it to Mandy Mackey, who will dribble out past the volleyball line again. Over in the corner to Dahl. She goes in on the left side. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Indians had it. Crestview had it. Down on the floor, and now it's a jump ball. So the alternate possession, it goes to the Crestview Knights under their own basket. And they're getting it in to number 32, off of her leg. Ball loose again. Jump ball again. And this time it'll be for the Indians. Minute 30 left here in the first quarter. And Aubrey Kanapke will take it out. And she will get it into, I believe that's Lily Luthold, when they get it to her. And it's in. Aubrey gets it back. She'll bring it up court. Over to Luthold. She gets it over in the left corner to Emma Kollig. Gets it inside to Grubbe. Kollig at the top of the key. Took a little step before she let go of the ball. So minute 14 now. Again, still no score in the first quarter. And it'll be Dahl into Mackey. Mackey will bring it up. Get it over to Motika on the right wing. To Putman at the top of the key. She dribbles down into the corner. Loses it. Gets it back. Mackey inside to Motika. Back out to number 4, Emily Grilo, I believe, is how he told me to pronounce that. G-R-E-U-L-A-C-H, Grilo. So the Crestview Knights try to get it inside. Scrum on the floor. Nobody can get any kind of control. Now there's a tie-up. The ball was just loose, and everybody was knocking it out of each other's hands. And there wasn't a dual possession because nobody could from either team actually get a hold of it. So it'll be Crestview's ball on the alternate possession. 27 seconds left here in the first quarter. Still no score. And it's Liv Durr into Mackey. Mackey pulls around. She goes to the top of the key. Tipped away by Kollig. Picked back up. And Dahl has it from the right-hand side. Off the front of the net and out of bounds. 11.7 seconds for the Lady Indians. And Guggenbiller will be coming back in quickly to replace Luthold. And Luthold will work on getting it into Aubrey Kanapke, but she'll be guarded by Emily Grulaw. So Guggenbiller has it, and she is bumped by Mackey for the Crestview Knights. 5.7 seconds, and Mackey will sit down for the last 5 seconds, and Dahl will come back in. Guggenbiller gets it over to Kanapke, down inside to Whitley, out to Kollig, puts up the shot, no good. We've played a quarter, and we have no score. Be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Yuri Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, beginning of the second quarter, 0-0. Neither team able to put the ball in the basket. Indians had maybe the best chance, a couple of shots underneath and two foul shots. Nothing would go in. Both teams playing pretty scrappy defense, but I think it's more a case of, yes, it's the first game. I think that's probably what we can attribute this to. The Indians have the ball to start the second quarter. From Darkey trying to get inside to Whit Rammel and knocked away. Crestview's bringing it up, and it'll be Grace on the right-hand side. She drives in. No good. Rebound, Guggenbiller. She'll get it over in the right corner to Darkey. Tries to get it inside. Lost the handle. And Putman will bring it up. And it's off to Laura Dahl. Excuse me, Lexi Dahl. And I'm not sure they'll be taking it out of bounds. Probably, not really sure what happened there, but they'll be taking it under Crestview basket. And it's out to Lexi Dahl. She puts up a shot off to the right. And Garkey with the rebound. Aubrey Konepke. She'll bring it up, get it over to Guggenbiller in the right corner. Shot up, no good. She has a good-looking shot, but it has not gone in yet. So Dahl brings it up, and Guggenbiller with the rebound, and she is tied up by Emily Grylaw, I believe it is. And so it'll be alternate possession Indians. So Guggenbiller into Aubrey Konepke. Aubrey will bring it up. And a foul to number 14. That would be Faith, excuse me. I think I got that wrong. Not sure what was going on there. I missed it. I didn't see who that foul was on. Sorry about that. Not showing anything on our board for us having a foul, so maybe that was not a foul. So Crestview down on the south end, and they missed the shot. Indians be taking it out of bounds. So it'll be Grace Guggenbiller. She'll be bringing it in, passing it in to Aubrey Konepke. So Konepke gets it over to Luthold on the right wing. Konepke back on the left wing. Guggenbiller at the top of the key. Back out to Luthold. Just inside the three-point arc. No good. Rebound Crestview. And it'll be Dahl with the rebound. And it'll be Crestview taking the ball out of bounds. So showing Crestview with four team fouls, Indians with none. And so they get it in. We're doing a little bit of a press on them. And it's Dahl knocked away by Konepke, out of bounds off the Indians. And the Knights, Lady Knights, will retain possession. So it's going to be Mackey back in the game with the ball. And number 10, Putman, with a shot. No good. So Indians got the rebound, bringing the ball up, and there is a foul called on our ball handler. And I'm not sure what that was about. I haven't seen that happen, but that was Marissa Garkey. So Indians apparently with their first foul, or maybe the scoreboard isn't keeping track of it because it's still showing zero team fouls for us. Anyway, Crestview has the ball. They have Mackey on the left wing. She dribbles across the lane, kicks it out to Putman. She puts up a shot, a long two, no good. And colleague with the rebound, and inside to Guggenbiller, back out to Luthold, threw her hands into the stands. So Crestview will take the ball inbounds. They'll need to go to the, they'll go the length of the court. So it'll be Mackey bringing it up, gets across center court, colleague guarding her. Dahl drives in over to Chloe Holt. Shot up, no good. And Luthold brings it up for the Indians. She'll dribble to the left key. Over to colleague on the right key. Three-pointer, up and good. First points of the game. 3 minutes, 42 seconds into the second quarter, or left in the second quarter, excuse me, before the Indians are able to dent the scoreboard. Crestview Knights, Lady Knights still at zero. So we have a foul. The foul was on Guggenbiller, and that's showing the first team foul, but I believe we have two or three. Definitely not in any foul trouble. So they get it up into Putman. She puts a shot up, no good. Elena Evers with the rebound. And foul on the rebound, Bryn Putman. That'll be her second, team's fifth. 3:20 left here in the first quarter. And it'll be Grace Guggenbiller gonna get it in to Emma Colleague. No pressure at all down in their zone defense. And inside to Elena Evers. Foul. Team's sixth foul. I didn't see who he called that on. Then I don't see one going up on the board either, so not exactly sure who that was on, but it is their sixth team foul. First foul shot up for Elena, up and in. Second one is up and off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for, and Crestview comes up with it. It's Dahl into the corner, trying to get it to Chloe Helt, but that'd be Emily Grelaw. But it goes through her hands. Indians have it. And it is colleague over in the left corner to Gruby. Inside to Guggenbiller, knocked away. And Dahl will bring it up. Gets it to Mackey. Mackey quickly inside to Reno. Reno back out. Lost the handle. Had to get it back out quickly. She gets it to Grelaw. Alternate possession. I believe it will go to the Crestview Knights this time. Yes. So it will be Lauren Walls. Just, I believe this is her first time into the game. She'll be triggering it in to Dahl on the left wing to the top of the key. Back out to Grace at the top of the key. She dribbles in, up and in. And it is now 4-2. Indians still with the lead. 2:25 left here in the second quarter. Indians have it with Gruby in the right corner to Luthold at the top of the key. Tries to get a pass over to colleague in the left corner, but way over her head and out of bounds. So trigger it in to Grylaw for the Crestview Knights when they resume play. Ball is in. She's bringing it across and guarded by Gruby over to the left wing to Walls. She goes up for a shot. Fouled, no good. But she will go to the line for a couple. The official is holding up a one hand and saying two numbers. So there's something three or three something. He held up a three and nothing else. So I cannot tell you who that foul was on. I'll look and see if I can figure it out. But first shot is up, no good. Second one also no good. Whit Rammel with the rebound. Gets it over in the left corner to Colleague. She tries to get it inside, taken away by the Knights. And it'll be Grylaw bringing the ball up court. Over to on the right to Lexi Dahl. Shot up, no good. Whitley Rammel with the rebound. Can't hang on. Stolen back. And it'll be Aubrey Konapke with the ball. Minute 25 left here in the first half. Second quarter action. And Colleague with the ball and taken away from her, and then a foul when she was trying to get it back. So she's fouled, and that's her second foul. So that previous foul was probably on her, I believe. So Crestview has it. Walls on the left side. She drives in. Shot up and good. And it is 4-4. We're tied at 4 with just over a minute to go here in the first quarter. Inside to Whitley Rammel. She gets it back out to Luthold. Luthold to Konapke. Left key. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Garkey. And that'll be a foul on Emily Grylaw. That'll be her second. That'll be the seventh team foul, but it was in the act of shooting, so she'll get two regardless. But we're tied at 4, just 51.9 seconds. Up, no good. Second shot. She'll get a second shot after we get this substitution. And it'll be Luthold coming in for Ruby, sorry. And Marissa Garkey, second one up. It's no good. She gets her own rebound on the long rebound, and she makes it for a two. So Indians lead 6-4. They got the ball in to Grylaw. She went to dribble, and someone was there. She held onto the ball and took the step anyway. So the Indians will get the ball back near center court. Konapke dribbles it across center court to Luthold on the right corner to Whitley Rammel inside. She tries to go up, no good. And Crestview Knights with the basketball. And Walls dribbles down to the right side, loses it out of bounds. So the Indians will have it. 31 seconds left here in the first half. Grace Guggendiller into Aubrey Konapke. She'll dribble it across center court, top of the key. And foul again on number 4. That is Emily Grylaw. That'll be her third team foul. So she's she likes to defend, but she's getting a lot of hand. So Aubrey Konapke will step to the line for the 1-1. First one up, around, bounces around 3 times, 4 times on the rim and goes in. So it's now 7-4 Indians. 23 seconds left here in the second quarter. Aubrey will get the ball back again. She will put the second one up, and it goes straight through. 8-4 Indians. And it'll be Dahl triggering the ball in. Indians with a little bit of pressure. And Walls with the ball. She gets it over to Grace. Back to Walls. Over to Dahl in the left corner. 7 seconds left here. She dribbles across to Walls. To Grace. She puts up a long shot at kind of a desperation. Lost the handle right at the end of it. So after a half, the score is Indians 8, Crestview Knights 4. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse here on the first game of the season. It was 0-0 after the first quarter. It's now Indians 8 and Crestview 4. And we're at halftime. And I believe the Crestview Knights ended with 8 team fouls in the first half, and the Indians had, I believe, 3. They were not into the, they did not get Crestview into the bonus. So Indians, well, both teams not shooting very well early in the season, and it's not hard to see that. And the Indians will be, they're young. They're playing a lot of freshmen. Of the ones that have hit the floor that I have in my head here, Emma Kollig, freshman. Grace Guggenbiller, freshman. Aubrey Kanapke, freshman. Whitley Rammel, freshman. Faith Gruby, freshman. Lily Luthold, freshman. Marissa Garkey, freshman. And Elaine Evers, a sophomore. So there's a lot of youth and not so much experience for the Indians on the floor in this first JV game, but there's some obvious skill. They're just not making their shots. Some of the passes aren't extremely great, but they're not bad, especially for the first game, and pretty much all freshmen playing. Crestview Knights, they look about the same, and it's a little bit of jitters, I'd say, that's given everybody some problems. So and it's one of those things where if you're here, you're saying, yep, it's the first game, and it's understandable. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back in just a minute or two with a little bit more.
Everything is going just great, then...
Or, you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. It is halftime of the JV game, first game of the season, and the Indians lead 8-4. It was 0-0. Neither team able to make a basket in the first quarter. 0-0 after the first quarter. 8-4 at halftime. So pretty decent shooting form, but they're just not making their shots from both teams. Pretty scrappy. You can see some talent, but the shots aren't going in. A couple of things coming up here. The girls play next on Saturday. They'll be playing at Wapakoneta. JV game starts at noon, and we'll be broadcasting the JV and varsity game here on Fort Recovery Radio. On Saturday evening, the boys will open their season hosting Delphus Jefferson. That game was originally scheduled for December 29th, but both teams, if they didn't play this game, would be going into their league schedule with no games played. So both teams had the date open, and they both wanted to get a game in before their leagues start. So they hopped on that, and so the boys' first game will be Saturday evening at home against Delphus Jefferson. Originally, there had been a game scheduled for tomorrow night for the boys with St. Mary's, but with St. Mary's football team playing very deep into the football playoffs, their season will not be starting for at least another week. So with congratulations to them on their football stuff, but they didn't get as far as they wanted, but did extremely well, and congratulations to them. That game, I believe, will be played on January 12th, a Saturday. So let's take one more quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two with the start of the third quarter.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Are
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Thursday night action. Girls basketball. It is Lady Indians 8, Crestview Knights 4 at halftime. 0-0 at the end of a quarter. As I've mentioned probably too many times, shooting not very good. Ball handling, not bad. About what you'd expect for the first game of the season. If one of these teams catches their stroke on the shots, they could possibly walk away with the game. But right now, neither team really shooting the ball very well at all. So for the Crestview Knights, let's take a look here. It looks like it will be Mandy Mackey for the Knights. And Bryn Putman, Caitlin Motika, Lexi Dahl, and Brina Grace for the Lady Knights. Indians haven't broken the huddle yet. We'll get that to you when we can. Aubrey Knapke, Grace Guggenbiller, Whitley Rammel, Marissa Garkey, and Elena Evers. So they have their kind of the taller team in. We have, from what I'm seeing here, we have some very good skilled players, and most of them are freshmen. So you get a few games under their belt, this is going to be what I think will be a very good team. There's some height. There's some definite skills. They appear to be pretty sharp. So inbounds pass stolen by the Crestview Knights. And it'll be Grace kicking it over to Mackey on the at the top of the key here. Dribbles to the left. Over to Putman in the corner. And in, so it's 8-6. Putman with a two-point basket. 6:20 left here in the third quarter. Knapke dribbles to down court to Evers, loses the handle, and it is Mackey with the ball, bringing it down left wing to Dahl at the top of the key. She'll dribble inside, take the shot. Might have traveled, no call, and blocked. And Whitley Rammel gets the rebound. Over to Elaine Evers on the left-hand side. Guggenbiller in the key. Over to Whitley Rammel inside. Out to Knapke at the top of the key. To Guggenbiller on the left side. Dribbles down in the left corner. To Elena Evers on the left wing. Inside to Whitley Rammel. Up, no good. Rebound to the Crestview Knights. It'll be Putman dribbling it in. She gets it down to number 14, Brina Grace. She goes up and in, and it is quickly tied 8-8. 5:20 left here in the third quarter. Knapke dribbles it down to Garkey in the left corner, to Evers at the top of the key. She'll dribble to the right wing, down to Knapke in the left corner. Tries to go inside, kicked by the Crestview Knights, so the Indians will take it out of bounds. It'll be Aubrey Knapke. She'll key it in. And it will go into Whitley Rammel. Inside, goes up for a shot, and she is fouled. Looks like the foul will probably be on Motika. Nope, it is on Brina Grace. So that's her second, first of the half for the Crestview Knights. We're tied at 8, 5:05 here in the third quarter. Whitley Rammel at the line. First one up, no good. She gets another one. Just over 5 minutes to play here, third quarter. Second one for Whitley. Up, no good. And Rebound to Putman. She'll bring it up court. Over to Brenna Grace, to Mackey, to Putman, down inside to Grace, down inside, right side, and six quick points here in a couple of minutes for Crestview Knights, puts them in the lead, 10-8. And Garkey for the Indians on the right-hand side, she puts up a three-pointer, no good. Whitley Rammel with a rebound, fighting for it, and they're going to call a foul on 34. That one is on Motika. That'll be the second team foul for the Lady Knights. And the Indians will take it out of bounds. It will be Kanapke going to get it in. And we have Luthold in for Evers. So Lily Luthold is in. And they get it over to the pass. Inbounds goes to Guggenmiller. She goes up, no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel, no good. Rebound by Dull of the Crestview Knights. She brings it down to the right corner, tries to get it to Mackey. And she throws it into the back court, tied up with Mackey and Aubrey Kanapke. And it'll be Crestview ball on the alternate possession. Mackey will bring it across center court, guarded closely by Aubrey Kanapke. Over to Liv Durr. And she puts one up, no good, from the foul line. And it'll be Whitley Rammel with the rebound to Kanapke, to Guggenbiller. Lily Luthold, three-pointer, no good. It was a very nice-looking shot, but hit the rim and did not go in. So, as I said, we have some shots that look very good. They are just not going in, but this is going to be a very fun team to watch. So Indians are triggering it in. Kanapke to Guggenbiller. She'll put it up. Partially blocked. Rammel partially blocked. Up, own rebound, up and in. So it is now 10-10 with 3:25 left here in the third quarter. And it'll be Dahl getting it to Grace, to back to Dahl. Shoots a three-pointer, completely misses everything. Indians with the rebound. And it'll be Whitley Rammel bringing it across center court to Guggenbiller on the left wing. She's dribbling around and has it to Luthold at the top of the key. She'll bring it to the left wing and over to Guggenbiller. She dribbles across the key to Kanapke. Puts up a 15-foot jumper off the rim twice. Won't go. And it will be a foul on Whitley Rammel. That will be, I believe, her first, team's first, and Crestview will take the ball out under the basket. Stolen away by the Indians, and stolen back by Dahl of the Crestview Knights. So 2:42, tied at 10, and the Knights bring it down court, and she stepped on, she tried to drive toward the basket, stepped on the end line, and the Indians will trigger it in. It'll be Grace Guggenbiller into Aubrey Kanapke. She brings it across center court, dribbles to the left wing to Lily Luthold, tries to get it inside, kicked by the Crestview Knights, goes out of bounds. So the Indians will get the ball, and a couple of subs. I believe we have Faith Gruby and not sure who the other one is that came in here. Oh, Emma Colleague. So Indians try to go down for the basket. And Crestview number five on the foul, Lexi Dahl. And that will put Grace Guggenbiller at the line. She's had several shots just going off the rim and just won't go in. Finally gets a foul shot to go down, and the Indians retake the lead 11-10, 2:23 remaining here in the third quarter. Guggenbiller with her second shot up. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Luthold, taken away by the Knights. And Mackey will bring it up. And she bounced up a little higher than she wanted. And she held it with two hands and tried to dribble again. So it'll be the Indians' ball. And it is colleague at the top of the key to... He gets it over to Gruby, and the Indians call timeout. 2:07 remaining here in quarter number three. Indians lead 11-10. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want, whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more. They have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
Yes, and as mentioned there, be sure you get your, if you're going to get a fairly large order or pretty much anything very close to Christmas, give them a call or stop in. Give them a 48-hour notice. They are extremely busy this time of year. They make dozens, if not hundreds, of cheese trays every day. So it is very busy, so help them out and let them know ahead of time, or you might go up there thinking you're going to get something great and have to get leave with a bag of potato chips because they were too busy to get your order going. So Indians trigger it in, and the Crestview Knights steal the first pass. And it's Mackey brings it down, goes to Brina Grace. Ball's out in front of everybody, and it's kind of loose. It was kind of a scrum, and I believe before something crazy could get called there was right at center court and could have been an over and back if somebody let go of the ball. So Crestview Knights call a quick timeout just to save the possession. We mentioned a while ago, tonight's varsity game is scheduled to be broadcast on WOSN tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If you watch a lot of WOSN, you know, 7 o'clock can mean anywhere from 6:55 to 7:15, depending on how long the game before that took. So it's scheduled at 7, but if you sit down at 7, it may be underway or it may still be a few minutes away from getting started. And if you set your DVR, you may miss part of it. So give yourself a little bit of extra time. But tonight's varsity game will be on WOSN tomorrow night at approximately 7 o'clock. We have Crestview bringing it in. Dahl triggers it in to Mackey. She'll dribble out behind the volleyball line near center court. Over to Dahl on the right wing. And tipped away by Gruby. She's bringing it down court. She pulls up, gets it over to Kollig. A three-pointer up, no good. Rebounded by Dahl for the Knights. And she'll bring it up. Mackey on the left wing to Grace in the left corner. She throws it cross court to Emily Grylaw, but way over her head into the crowd. And the Indians will have the ball. 1-point lead. Minute 18 left here in the third quarter. And it is colleague with the ball. Gets it to Grace Guggenbiller on the left wing. She dribbles in. They call a double dribble. I didn't see it, but there's a couple of players between me and Grace, so I did not see that occur, but I certainly can't say that it didn't, and nobody's complained. So a little bit of mishandling of the ball for the Indians. Minute 6, 1-point lead, and Dahl is going to trigger it in for the Indians, and or for the Knights, I should say. Gets it into Mackey. Mackey brings it down to the right corner. Dahl from the right wing. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Gruby, and she will bring it up. into the corner for Garkey. Tries to get it inside to Elena Evers. Tipped away, and it'll be Indians ball. Emma Colleague will take it out for the Indians. 50 seconds left here in the third quarter. And ball out to Grace Guggenbiller. Shot up, no good. Out of bounds, and the ball will go to the Crestview Knights. And it'll be Putman triggering it in for them. She's looking, trying to get it in, trying to get it in. Indians with pressure. Finally gets it in and gets right back to her. Over to Motika. Inside to Mackey. She goes up and it's in. And fouled in the act of shooting. So the Knights take a 12-11 lead. And I believe that's on Grace Guggenbiller, her second foul. And Mackey will step to the line. She gets one more. So her first two and then her third point of the night gives the Crestview Knights a 13-11 lead with 34 seconds left here in the first or third quarter. Ruby has it on the left side, out to Garkey, over to Colleague, a three-pointer from the right wing, and the Indians lead 14-13. Crestview Knights throw it out of bounds on the way up court, and the Indians will get the ball back, 15.9, one-point lead. So Colleague, who didn't start but has played quite a bit, has six of the Indians, 14, by probably the leading scorer. All of them aren't up there, but I'm sure it has to be the leading scorer for the Indians. So Kanapke has the ball now from Grace Guggenbiller. She'll try to dribble, run the clock down a little bit, down to 6 seconds. It's Garkey back to Kanapke at the top of the key. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound fought for, and time runs out. We played three quarters. It is Indians 14 and Crestview Knights 13. We'll be back in just a minute.
The end of the lawn mowing season is not a good thing when you're in the business of selling lawnmowers. What do we do with all these lawnmowers when no one is shopping for lawnmowers? Well, you drop the prices and hope you don't have too many to store through the winter. At Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, we've slashed all our used mower prices as low as we can go. Some of these mowers have dropped in price by over $2,000. Now is the time to shop for a used mower. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery or see them on the web at hullbros.com.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
To Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians lead 14-13, beginning of the fourth quarter here in the JV contest. First quarter 0-0. Second quarter, Indians led halftime 8-4. Indians scored 6. And the Crestview Knights scored 9 in the third quarter. So Crestview starts off with the ball first. And, it was Grace driving in for the shot. And she's fouled by Whitley Rammel. So 13 seconds went off the clock on that. And Grace will be at the line with a chance to tie the game. Up, in and out, no good. She'll get one more try. Again, Indians lead 14-13 here at the very beginning of the fourth quarter. And Grace with another shot up. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Grace Guggenbiller. Over to Kanapke, bringing it up court. Over to Colleague in the left wing. She tries to get it out to Kanapke. Can't hang on. tipped out of bounds by Mackey of the Crestview Knights, so the Indians will get a chance to trigger it in again. It'll be Guggenbiller into Aubrey Konapke. She gets to Colleague on the left side. She dribbles out, trying to get it over to Whitley Rammel, who was not able to get to it. Two Crestview Knights in between, and it's taken. Mackey brings it across center court, and Dahl has it over to Putman at the top of the key. Back to Mackey. Inside to, can't see the number, 30, Motika, believe, no, it was 32, Adeline Longstreth, and she traveled with the ball with a little bit of pressure on the ball. So the Indians trigger it in. Guggenbiller again to Konapke. No pressure by the Knights. Get it across center court. Inside quickly to Whitley Rammel, and she can't get turned quick enough, and it's a jump ball. And it'll be Indians ball on the joint possession with a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes left in regulation. Konapke tries to get it into Whitley Rammel, tipped away, and Mackey has it for the Knights. She'll dribble up, get it over to Dahl. She'll shoot one from the left side. And that, it was a two-pointer, I believe. So that'll give the Knights a one-point lead, 15-14. 5:42 here. Guggenbiller has it on the right wing. Over to Garkey. Over to Konapke on the left wing. And it'll be a foul on number 14, Brina Grace, which I didn't see it, but nobody's arguing. So Indians will trigger it in. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Knights in the half. Guggenbiller has it over to Konapke on the right wing. Back over to Grace Guggenbiller on the left. She puts one up. No good. Man, she's got a good-looking shot, and she just can't get it to go in. Whitley Rammel fighting with it. Tries to go up. Tries to get it in and cannot get it in. Big smile on her face on that. She was doing everything she could to get that ball up, and the defender was doing everything she could to keep her from getting the ball up toward the basket. Ends up being a foul. So Whitley goes to the Rammel, or to the line. Whitley Rammel goes to the line. She puts the ball up. One hop off the back of the rim, just not quite in. So she gets one more chance to tie it up. Indians down 115-14 with 5 minutes 14 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Next one up, no good. Air ball, should have blown the whistle to give it to Crestview, but they did not. Maybe that's what they're doing now. I don't know if they called us a jump ball with Crestview's possession on the alternate, or if they finally decided that he didn't hit the rim. So Crestview triggers it in. It'll be Grace getting it into Mackey. Mackey gets it down to Dahl. She drives in on the left side, tries to put one up, can't get the shot off. Back to Mackey in the left corner. Rebound, Whitley Rammel to Aubrey Konapke. She'll bring the ball across center court. Get it to Garkey. Tried to go inside to Rammel. Tipped away by Adelin Longsworth. 4:49 left here in the game. Indians down a point, 15-14. It'll be Grace Guggenbiller into Aubrey Konapke. Over to Garkey. And tipped away by Crestview, and it'll be Mackey again getting it down to Dahl. Dahl, left corner, dribbles to the top of the key. Still dribbling out there on the top of the key, dribbles down to the right wing, hands off to Grace. Grace kicks it back over to Grace, and Mackey. Then back to Grace in the left corner. She drives toward the basket. And bumped. So Indians foul on Marissa Garkey. Excuse me. And we have a timeout. Indians down 15-14. Crestview takes a timeout. And we'll just take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and Indians down a point here, not quite midway through the fourth quarter. 4:15 left here in quarter number four. Indians down 15-14. Playing pretty well, a little bit sloppy, but both teams are putting pretty good pressure on each other and causing some turnovers. Neither team shooting very well yet. As I've mentioned several times, there's been some pretty good-looking shots, but they're not going in. So we'll see how this last 4 minutes and more plays out here. It'll be Crestview putting the ball in play, and it'll be Grace into goal quickly up and in. Nice set play for them. Puts them ahead 17-14 on a nice little layup from the left side. Kanapke gets it into Luthold. Ball loose. Down on the floor, Kanapke. And looks like Gruby for the Indians, along with one of the Crestview players. And the Indians will get the ball on the alternate possession. Aubrey will key it in to Guggenbiller. She'll go up for a two-pointer. No good. She just shot after shot looks so good for her, and they just can't go in. That's a pretty tough night for her, but she's going to be pretty good. When those start going in later in the season, look out. So Crestview Knights get the ball down on their end, and their Grace goes in for a layup on the right-hand side. On the Indians, are Indians fifth, and the Knights both have five team fouls, and it'll be Grace at the line, and that is bounces high off the back of the rim. 3:37 left. Knights leading by three, and she has one more foul shot for the Knights. Marissa Garkey back in for the Indians. And Grace dribbles, shoots off the rim again. And rebound, Kanapke. Knocked away, picked back up. And over to Grace Guggenbiller. She brings it across center court. Kanapke at the top of the key, dribbles to the left. Over to Gruby in the left corner. She dribbles out to the left wing. Kanapke at the top. Gruby, or Garkey on the right. Tries to go inside and fouled. It'll be foul on number five, Lexi Dull. So the Crestview Knights have Bryn Putman and Brina Grace both playing with three fouls. So shouldn't be in too much foul trouble yet, but things can happen pretty quickly. Whitley with her with two foul shots. First one up off the rim, off the back of the rim, and bounces over the backboard. Has the ball back. The dribble. Shots up very high. Off the front of the rim, off the back of the rim, off the backboard, and rebound by Dull of the Knights. They go inside to Longstreth, over to the right wing, back over to Longstreth on the left corner, to Mackey at the top of the key, to Grace on the right, Mackey on the right wing, to Dull on the left wing, and she dribbles over to the top of the key, down on the right side of the lane to Grace, knocked out of bounds by the Indians. 2:43 left here in the fourth quarter. It is 17-14. Crestview Lady Knights leading our Lady Indians JV. In quickly to number 14, Brenna Grace. and it's now 19-14. That's two inbounds plays where they've scored very quickly. Pass, dribble, shot. And so the Indians find themselves with a five-point deficit. And so Indians down in the corner, and Lexi Dahl picks up her, I believe, her fourth foul. I believe they called that on number five, Lexi Dahl. I'm not seeing the scoreboard change. No, I take that back. She only had two. Now she has three. And so that puts Gruby at the line. She puts one up and in. So Faith Gruby gets us within four, 19-15, 2:26 left here in the contest. Second one up for Faith. Up around the rim, no good. And Whitley Rammel with the rebound up, bounces around, goes in, and she's fouled. So it's now 19-17 with Whitley going to the line, shooting the and one to get it within 1 point. We'll see how this goes. She's one dribble up very high off the front of the rim and rebound off to Grace of the Lady Knights. Mackey dribbling out at the out past the volleyball line for Crestview. Down to Longstreth. She goes to Grace in the left corner. She drives in for a shot. Kind of out of control. Misses. Rammel with the rebound. Kanapke out at the right wing, the left wing, excuse me, into Garkey to Guggenbiller. Back to Garkey on the right side. Off the rim, no good. Rammel with the rebound, fighting for it. Foul on the floor. Didn't go in, although it looked like it was going to. So it looks like that foul was on Adeline Longstreth. That'll put Rammel at the line again. Her foul shots go very high. Very high arch for her. And they all seem to be online. Some are a little short, some are a little long. She's made a few. Once she gets zoned in, she's going to be tough because they're all right online. That one misses, so the Indians are still down 2 minute 42 left. And Dahl brings the ball down court for Crestview. And Crestview will take a timeout. Minute 36 left here in the contest. They're going to talk it over and see how they want to end this fourth quarter, if they can do that. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians find themselves with a two-point deficit. A little over a minute and a half left to play here in the fourth quarter. And just we'll go over a couple of things here real quick. The girls play next Saturday. This Saturday is their next game at Wapakoneta. JV game starts at noon, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Then that evening, Saturday evening, the boys host Delphus Jefferson. That was originally scheduled for later, but both teams had an opening and wanted to get a game in before their league starts. So we are back here, live action, Crestview triggering it in, and it will be Grace triggering it into Dahl, to Mackey, dribbling around the top of the key, to Dahl on the right wing, to Grace at the top of the key, Dahl on the right wing, dribbles into the foul line to Mackey on the right side. Back to Dahl at the top of the key. Back to Mackey. She'll dribble it around. They are taking time off the clock with a two-point lead and probably not a bad strategy. So it's Dahl dribbling out to the left side, and that'll get over to Grace inside. She takes a shot. No good. Rebounded by Dahl. Back out to Mackey. Back to Dahl on the left, in the left corner. She'll dribble it out clear to the left wing. Mackey, 50 seconds left. Mackey dribbles over to the right wing, and it's a foul by Grace Guggenbiller. Kind of an intentional foul. Wanted to get the play stopped, put them at the line. And looks like there will be a timeout. So while they're taking a timeout, we'll just take a little breather with them too, and be back in just a minute.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians with a two-point deficit. 47 seconds here left in the fourth quarter. And it will be, I believe, the Crestview Knights going to the, no, I think it'll be an out-of-bounds play. I was thinking they were going to the line, but that's only the sixth team foul. Crestview Knights with nine. So 47 seconds, and it will be Putman bringing the ball in. She'll get it into Mackey. Dribbles out past the volleyball line. Over to Dahl. And Garkey reaching in, trying to steal that ball. That'll be the seventh team foul, and that will put her at the line for a one-and-one. Lexi Dahl for the Crestview Lady Knights. And like almost everybody that's on the floor here that's hit the floor tonight, they had some pretty good shots, but they haven't been going in. But the shots are good. They missed the foul shot, but Dahl gets the rebound and fouled again. So Lexi Dahl back at the line. They lead by 2:40 seconds left, and that one goes in. So 1-1. So almost everybody on the floor was running down court for some reason. She made one foul shot, but it is the 1-1, so she gets the second shot, and that's up and good, and they lead by 4. 40 seconds left. It is Guggenbiller into Kanapke. She'll dribble it quickly up court, gets it over to Gruby. She'll drive in, try to get it over to Guggenbiller, and there's a foul underneath. So that foul will be on number 14, Brina Grace. And that will put Faith Gruby at the line. She has 6 points. I believe she's leading the Indians with points. And that one is off the front of the rim. So she gets one more. Indians down 4. 34 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And ball back to her. Couple of dribbles. Couple more. Shot up. Bounces around. Couple of times. No good. Rebound Crestview. Indians steal the pass. Garkey. And Garkey, Guggenbiller, and 4 Crestview Knights all over the floor. They're calling a 30-second timeout, and I did not see if they are giving them the timeout and the ball, or if it was a timeout to try to get recouped with the jump ball. So we'll see how that plays out at the end of this short timeout. I'm not sure how that played out. So we'll see it here in a minute. 26.4 left here in regulation. 21-17, Crestview Lady Knights lead. It was 0-0 after the first quarter. Nobody scored. Indians were leading 8-4 at the end of the first half, and they were ahead 14-13 at the end of the third quarter. But the Crestview Knights, with a couple of really nice out-of-bounds plays, passed it in and scored in a matter of a second or two. They did that twice. Indians get the ball, and it's Kanapke over to Gruby. She makes a fake over to Garkey. She'll put up her shot off the backboard, no good. And Gruby with the rebound and foul on, what number did they have? Number 20, so that'd be Mackey. So that's her third foul. They got two with four, two with three for the Crestview Knights in the foul department. And Gruby back at the line. That one is up and good. From the time it left her hand, that looked really good. 21-18, 13.7 left. So if we get this, if we make this and steal inbounds pass, could be pretty interesting. So this, her second shot is up, and it is bounced around and good. So the Crestview Knights, Indians, press, press, press. And the Indians will call. Look, oh, nope. Yep, Crestview called timeout. Thought it was Indians. So looks like each team will have one left, maybe. Crestview might have two. So they're going to take a timeout and get it all figured out and see how this last 13.7 is going to play out. We have some very good shooters in the game, and we do need to make some. We've had a lot of very nice online shots that just won't go in. Don't have the range down yet, but we've had a lot of what I thought were very good, well-thought-out shots, but they just haven't been going in. It's 21-19, 13.7 left here in the fourth quarter. Crestview Knights will be taking the ball out, and it'll be Dahl who will trigger it in. And Indians, with lots of pressure, tries to go deep, and Aubrey Kanapke steals it, and Crestview knocks it away. Garkey has it, fight for the ball. Time ticking down, 5 seconds. And a timeout, Crestview. So, looks like each team will have one left, 5.7. And I think when we got that, when we stole that inbounds, or that pass down court, I guess it was the inbounds pass, we tried to go too quickly to somebody. We had plenty of time. Our point guard had the ball, could have brought it down a little bit and set a little bit up, but got a little bit of a hurry, and that's okay. We're down 21-19, 5.7 is all we have left in regulation, but with a two-point deficit, Indians with some good hustling defense. When they put that pressure on, Crestview hasn't handled it all that well, and we've made numerous steals off of that pressure inbounds, but also Crestview has gotten some very easy layups on our pressure like that too. So we'll see how this last 5.7 plays out. It is Grace getting it into Mackey. Mackey dribbles over to the right wing. Indians with lots of pressure. 3/10 of a second left. Took a little too much time to get the foul. Should have gone after the ball much quicker, but that's okay. It'll put Mackey at the line. 0.3 seconds left. 21-19. Mackey at the line. She has 3 points. Bounces around. No good. Rebound fought for, and time expires. So we played all four quarters, and Indians go down 21-19. Crestview Knights come away with a 21-19 victory. We'll be back in just a minute.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
We're back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse, where the JV team goes down 21-19. Very well played game, hard played game is probably a better way to put it. The shooting wasn't real good for either team, but a lot of heart, a lot of guts, played hard, and both teams are probably going to have some pretty good success. Indians played almost exclusively freshmen in this game, so they went from junior high to playing in this game today for the first time in front of the big crowd in the big gym. So I think they did a pretty good job. We're going to take a little break here for a little bit, and we will be back in about 5 minutes or so with the Wayne Street Market pregame show for the varsity.
To a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians Leader.